Now we see, hear, receive, maintain this. In Sesshin, I spoke of practice is a series of comments by Joko. And if you have not listened to that, I would suggest at least you listen to the first of those four talks. Maybe even before you listen to the rest of this talk. But since we're in the midst of that, talking about practice, talking about practice is not sufficient. It's an encouragement and support for us, just as reading about practices, just as the actual practice of Zazen, which is manifesting this very life we are, this forms of emptiness, this emptiness of forms. Zazen is the core, sitting, and it is vital for us to know that practice is the whole of our life, and the sitting and the formal aspects are up to us to manifest in the so-called informal aspects, the so-called other aspects of our life, because that's where, as the Buddha says to Bahia, that's where seeing, just hearing, etc., even cognizing, and not getting entangled, or noticing where and how we're entangled into therein, therefore, thereby. So after Sesshin, all of us have dispersed to our lives. And after we sit in our daily Zazen, let us say at dawn, in the morning, we disperse, so to speak, into the activities of our life. And the activities of our life are the opportunities to manifest. Form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. Form is exactly form. It's exactly this where the opportunities to manifest the life that we truly are, as opposed to the entanglements and stories that we believe or others believe, and acting out of those. Because that's where it's easy for habits to blind us. And that's where we have the opportunity to, if I say it, unentangle or release the habits that arise. We don't have the choice of what habits arise for us, what therein, therefore, thereby's, about others, about events, about circumstances, about. We don't have a choice in that, but we do have a choice if we keep on, so to speak, allowing ourselves to be supported by the very forms of emptiness that manifest, the forms of forms that manifest as our life, to remember, to recall, to come back to being supported by that in doing what's called for of us in serving the beings that we encounter, serving the circumstances that we encounter, whether we think of them as the forms of, I'm just buying this at the grocery store, I'm just answering this email, or we realize in buying at the grocery store, we're doing a Dharma transaction with a bodhisattva, whether they know they're a bodhisattva or not, whether we remember that our life is the life of the bodhisattva. That itself is our Dharma transaction. That is giving and receiving. That is the listening and seeing and hearing and of this moment. And reminding ourselves, finding supports that help remind us that coming to this red light here and stopping is the Dharma practice of the moment. Noticing how those people are crossing the street. Come on, come on. Why are you taking so long? Is my opportunity to notice the mind chatter and judgment. Throughout our day, we have nothing but zazening. And yet, the forms of it are different. And it's up to us to realize the emptiness of the form. Exactly in the form that it is. Exactly in the nature of the, if I use the word, transaction that it is. And even exactly in the judgments that I or others bring up in that transaction, the shoulds and shouldn'ts, or the other ways. This is our wonderful life sashin. Our life is a sashin. How it goes, that's not determined by us. But what we do with how it goes is determined by us over and over throughout our day. Over and over being present. So we notice what thoughts come up, what thoughts we grab onto and entangle, what we voice, what we hear from others and how our reaction or see, whether they're in front of us or on a video screen or on a phone or in the newspaper we read or, and you fill in where it is, in the email we get or in the bugs that are crawling on the plants I planted. My vegetables are getting half-eaten here. What do I need to do? And you fill in or. We have lots of ors, whether we're indoors or outdoors, hot and humid, or cool air conditioning, or cold and need to put on a jacket. We have lots of circumstances, people who please us and people who disagree with us, circumstances that we read of. Some of them we might decide, you know, this article is just entangling me in stuff that's not very useful right now. Listening to this podcast might not be the best thing to do this morning. And so on and so forth. Our choices is our practice, are our practice, opportunities, and our zendo that we enter into in making various choices in life. So find the practice supports in your life that enable you to remember, function, and manifest in the life of practice is. In the life of practice is your life, your activities. Then you live your zazen from morning to night. And there's the form when you're sitting, and there's the form throughout the day. Thank you for taking good care of your practice.